women account for more than half of the state's population. They hold half of the statewide elected positions in Wisconsin government and almost half the seats on the state Supreme Court. But a study by the Wisconsin Women's Council shows that they're vastly underrepresented at the local level, on most county boards, city councils, and school boards. They're even less likely to hold leadership positions, like county board chair or town board president. Christine Lidbury is executive director for the Women's Council. She says the survey was a little troubling to her because she thought women were making more progress.
There's lots of reasons for that. People need to run. People need support. But also, I think local governments have to be open and encouraging to all people and provide information to help people know what's available and how to run and what does it mean to serve on some of those governing boards.
The precise reasons behind the discrepancies were not explored in this study. Lidbury thinks they can be partially attributed to a long history of men holding elected posts. She says other research has looked at what inspires women to get into politics.
Women tend to want to be asked to come in and run for office, where men may work with other guys who serve in some of these elected posts or see themselves as wanting to do that or see it as a career step for them and are much more self-identify with politics.
In contrast, the survey found that women hold about 80% of all unelected administrative positions in local government, like town clerk or treasurer. These are often part-time or full-time jobs. More than 13,000 elected offices were studied for the survey. In more than 1,000, women had no representation at all. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.